Welcome to the Women in Tech Weekly Remix episode.
3, 2, 1.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
Hey, this is Helena Beloff, a data scientist at Levels Health, which has a mission to solve the metabolic health crisis by showing members how food affects their health through continuous glucose monitoring. I'm based in New York. So I started out actually just doing some Kaggle challenges. So there's a website called Kaggle where, you know, companies or
can you spell it for us?
K-A-G-G-L-E, Kaggle. And you create an account, it's free. And there are companies or people who will post data sets and, you know, propose questions to solve. And actually for some of them, you can even win money, which is really cool. But, you know, you can download these data sets, play around with the data, see what's interesting to you. There's a million different types too. There's like every industry on there. And, you know, you can submit them and publish them and get sort of a grade back, or you could not. I rarely submitted any. And I would say that's like a really good first step just to see if solving any these types of problems would be interesting to you. And then I think the next step would be, you know, pick a coding language to learn. You know, I the first language I learned was R. I taught it to myself. But there are a lot of online guides these days. DataCamp is probably one of my favorites. You can do a lot of the lessons for free. You can learn how to code in R or in Python and just sort of get a feel for it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just English with different grammar, every coding language. So
I think Kaggle is a great resource to recommend. Who are the must-follows in your world, just in general? It could be a must-follow podcast or a YouTuber or a blogger. Who's a must-follow creator for you?
I actually follow Jan LeCun pretty closely on Twitter. I'm not a big social media, but Jan LeCun is one of the fathers of artificial intelligence. And I believe he's currently the head of AI at Facebook, but he's always posting really interesting things about what's going on in sort of the deep learning field. I have a bunch of textbooks written by a few of the other guys that sort of worked on deep learning because that's what I'm interested in. But yeah, I would say, you know, there are different sort of experts in the field. So it really depends on what facet you sort of see yourself in.
And can you spell Jan LeCun's Twitter handle for us?
It's Y LeCun, Y-L-E-C-U-N.
Hey, I'm Wes Kao. I'm co-founder of Maven, and we make it really easy for creators to build engaging live online courses. I'm based in Toronto, Canada. It's funny because I grew up in Silicon Valley and remember thinking all throughout my childhood that tech was lame and it was boring and I wanted to get as far away from it as possible because it felt so close to home and just so normal. In college, I did an internship at L'Oreal in New York. And I remember all of my friends at UC Berkeley at the time being so jealous that I was going to New York, that I was doing an internship in beauty and consumer goods. And a bunch of my friends at the time, you know, were trying to do something similar. And I remember a friend of mine saying like, oh, like my internship is boring. I'm going to do Google. And we both kind of lamented that she was going to Google for her internship. And it was just funny because since then, tech has become the hottest thing that everyone wants to be a part of. You know, back then it was not that cool. So I had a pretty roundabout path to getting back into tech, if you will. I think when I became really excited about tech was at the Alt MBA. Before that, I was at an ad tech company. It was an advertising tech platform. But I think at that point, I still hadn't really seen the power of technology.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
really,
this is the Sequoia-backed company, right?
It yeah, doesn't I mean, get I was more excited tech about than my work. I know. It's kind of ironic. So yeah, I was living. You know, I was living and working downtown San Francisco. You know, for a Sequoia-backed company, I still hadn't really felt it yet. I think when it really became something that I internalized and viscerally felt the power of was at the Alt MBA, when I realized that the scale of what tech could bring in terms of community and in terms of fostering connection was completely next level, because we had people from over a dozen different countries and, you know, dozens and dozens of cities participating in the first cohort of Alt MBA. And these were amazing people that would not have been able to travel to New York in person for a month to take this course and to take time away from their, you know, their daily lives, their work, et cetera. But because of the internet, they were able to all log in multiple times a week to learn with a bunch of other strangers on the internet. And I just think that that's magical.
Hey, it's Jane Portman, co-founder of Userlist and host of UI Breakfast podcast. At Userlist, we help SaaS founders send better email. I'm based in Voronezh, Russia. There is one more stage of research I would not skip, and there is a certain process called Sales Safari. You can head over to, I believe these days, it's stackingthebricks.com. It's Emmy Hoy and Alex Hillman, previously 30 by 500. They have a methodology where you research what your target audience cares about in forums and other places. I would not skip that.
And can you repeat it again? You said it's Stacking the Bricks?
Yes, yeah, stackingthebricks.com, I believe.
Awesome. And what were the names of them again?
Emmy Hoy and Alex Hillman are the two folks behind this.
Perfect. So you write your book and you're just already so badass. Continue to take us through your journey in developing your career in technology.
Well, I was a consultant that time focusing on web applications, B2B, helping others. And I learned so much about the businesses. I really wanted to have my own, really. But it's not an easy one. So the first one was a complete flop. It was called Tiny Reminder. It was founded in the fall of 2016. It was a form builder with baked in email notifications that could help you like collect something from a person, and until they submit a form, it would nag them with emails. Like that's the mechanics. And my mistakes behind that was that it was completely generic. It didn't have a specific use case. It was neither for lawyers nor for content producers. It was just generic. And I never really found a marketing angle for it. So it was a freemium. It had like 1,000 users, but none of them converted. Not too many, at least. And that was a pretty sad story. There was an acquisition offer that came along. I instantly... It was like a litmus test. I was instantly so excited to get it off my shoulders.
That is so exciting.
It was actually AppSumo approached me. They wanted to make it part of their portfolio.
Right.
And what's funny, the acquisition fell through. We never really made it happen, but it was obvious that I don't want to keep doing it. And instantly the idea for Userlist was born, and I just went full swing. Registered Userlist.io was available. I was like, wow, such an amazing name. Why is it available? And recruited co-founders and just started going.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.